You're listening to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Welcome back to another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. We are so thrilled that you're taking time out of your day to join us again for another amazing episode. We're really excited because we have a very special announcement that we wanted to share with you all today. But before we get into that, Jacqueline and I just wanted to say a big thank you for sticking with us. We have now reached 1 year of doing this podcast. And to me, it's felt like it's flown by. Jacqueline, do you feel the same?
I really have. I mean, it seems only yesterday that we were recording some of those first episodes and kind of just figuring out how this podcast thing works. And now we're kind of trained professionals, hopefully, at this point. Everyone, you know, has learned along the way just as much as we have.
I agree with you. I feel like I've learned as much, if not more, than everybody listening. I've really appreciated all of our guests that have come on to the show and spoken with us and shared their knowledge and their wisdom and experience in the influencer marketing arena. So we've absolutely loved this past year.
Yeah. And so with that, we have a little bit of an announcement. You probably have noticed that this is called season two. Season two, episode one, we created a new season for this new adventure, this new milestone for us. And one of the things that has happened is I know for me, my career has taken a little bit of a turn. I've been with Relic for about 4 years now. And a little while ago, Relic acquired another agency, another local agency here in Utah. And I have been asked to direct one of the teams on that brand side. And so I will be kind of taking a step back from the tourism, which is a little sad, but an exciting new adventure I'm looking forward to. And so I know we've got some new things ahead. And so we've got two new hosts to introduce to you guys.
Yes, I can, you know, say the same thing that Jacqueline said. We are very sad to be leaving this podcast, but we are thrilled about our two new hosts that will be taking over. They are amazing, and they will do a fantastic job with this podcast. So Jacqueline, would you go ahead and introduce both Malia and Carrie, since you were actually the one who first were introduced to them?
I would love to. So I will start with our first host. Her name is Malia Hames. She is so amazing. She's going to represent kind of our destination side. We met her through Visit North Alabama, where she works, and she is one of the hosts, or the host, of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast. So Malia, please introduce yourself and welcome.
Thank you. Hey, I'm Malia. I've been the social media manager in the tourism industry for almost 12 years at Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association. On social media, we're Visit North Alabama. I create all the content for our social media platforms. I write the blog posts, coordinate our ambassador program, speak at various events about social media. And like Jacqueline said, I recently became the host of the Unexpected Adventures in North Alabama podcast. And it has been so much fun to do. I've worked in sports marketing and a minor league baseball team in Columbus, Georgia, in development at Auburn University, War Eagle. I'm an advertising agency in Atlanta. I've taught middle school English and coached cheerleaders. And I've also taught at the community college level for 8.5 years. And I started my own social media marketing agency in 2020.
Whew, that's such a resume. We love it. It just means that Malia is that qualified to be one of our hosts. We're so excited for what you have to offer our audience.
Thank you.
And our next host that I'll introduce is Carrie Ward. She is an influencer and her platform handle name is Joy of Adventuring. I first ran into and met Carrie as she emailed one of our clients. So she reached out and kind of pitched one of our clients that she wanted to collaborate. And because we're their agency of record, our client forwarded the email to me and I was honored and happy to communicate with and work with Carrie. And we've done multiple collaborations ever since and we're excited to do even more. So thanks for being our influencer representative and being a host on this podcast.
Well, thank you. My name's Carrie, and it's been so fun for me to work with Jacqueline over the past couple of years. As she said, I'm an influencer and content creator. I've done that for the last 8 years. It started because I actually have a condition where I can't see any pictures in my mind when I close my eyes. I don't see movies when I read books or anything. So I'm very, photography is very important to me when we visit places. And so I started putting that on Instagram and people liked it and started to follow. And that's how I got started there. Before that, I was a personal trainer for many years, and that's where a lot of my training is. I also started a small social media management business during the pandemic, probably like everybody else started something during the pandemic. And I've loved building relationships with people, with brands, with destinations. And I look forward to sharing the knowledge that I've gained over the past 8 years with you guys.
Thanks so much, you guys. We're so excited to have you.
Yeah, I agree with Jacqueline. We are thrilled and we are so excited. Jacqueline and I are both going to continue to listen to the podcast because we can't wait to hear what Malia and Kerry have to share with us about influencer marketing. We did want to kick off our season two with our typical hashtag influence segment. If you are new here and you're listening for the very first time, this hashtag influence segment is something we do on every other episode, and we like to share what has recently influenced us on any social media platform. It could be Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, Facebook, you name it. Something that has influenced us to do or to go buy something. So Jacqueline, would you like to kick us off?
Sure, I'd love to. So like everybody else, TikTok is becoming a really big platform. I try to limit my time on it. But one of the things that I found in my endless scrolling was a TikTok recipe for protein ice cream. My TikTok is completely full of fridge organization, travel, and food. And so this was really fun to see. It was basically a 3-ingredient ice cream. It's made with Cool Whip and the Kodiak Cake protein brownie mix. And so it was really fun. Actually, it's those 2 ingredients. So it was easy to make. It was really fun. And I brought it to a family dinner and it was a huge hit. It was gone within the hour. So definitely a win.
That's amazing. That sounds really good, actually. And Jacqueline, that's a surprise because last time I talked to you, you were not on TikTok.
I know.
So what forced you over?
So much has changed. Actually, it was my husband. So he kept texting me links to all these TikToks. And it was so annoying to click the link and get the browser and then try to view everything. And finally, he was like, I'm creating your account. And he created it for me. And the rest is history. So I try to limit my time and only watch a few things a day. But yeah, definitely interesting on what you can find there. It's a whole new world.
Yeah, agreed. It's very addicting, I would say, as well. So that's super fun. I think I'll keep my hashtag influence segment very short. I randomly were preparing for the upcoming camping season. This year, we have a toddler who loves to get into the mud and the dirt. So part of this season, I know he's going to get dirty while we're camping. So I need to figure out a way to get him clean while we're sleeping in a tent. So I recently stumbled onto, there's like travel bathtubs. And guys, if you haven't researched this, it's a whole new world. I can't even tell you how many different options there are when it comes to travel bathtubs for babies and toddlers. So I have been definitely, and the reason I found this is because I was scrolling on my Instagram and a reel popped up on the Explore page about one of these inflatable bathtubs. Anyways, so that's what I've been influenced to do, or excuse me, to buy recently, is one of these inflatable travel bathtubs so I can keep Briggs clean this summer as we go camping a lot.
How fun. That's such a unique find.
Yeah, there's so many products out there that where there's a need, you're going to find a product out there for it. Kerry, would you like to go next? What is something on social media that has influenced you to do or buy recently?
Yeah, I would love to. Just this week, actually, I was scrolling and most of my feed is outdoors, adventure type things, but I also am actually a closet artist. I don't really display my art, but I really enjoy learning new techniques. And I stumbled upon a lady from the UK who had just gorgeous artwork. And I started communicating with her, asking her how she was doing it. And it turns out it was digital art, which is new to me. I know it exists, but I've never dabbled in that. And she was kind enough to share some of the programs that she uses and the tablet that she uses. So as of this morning, I just got a text that said, your shipment is on the way. So I bought the tablet and I will buy the software, and I'm going to dabble in this new art form because I saw hers and just fell in love with it. And she was so kind to give me some advice and help and kind of forged a new relationship there. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, how exciting. That's very cool. You're going to have to keep us updated on that.
Definitely. Yeah, I will.
Definitely. That sounds like an adventure.
Very fun. Malia, would you like to go next?
Sure. Okay, so I guess how I've been influenced, there's a local fashion blogger who's always posting the cutest outfits and shoes and, you know, putting things together and showing you, you know, like, okay, how to update your wardrobe for the next season. And on more than one occasion, I have gone out and bought the exact pair of shoes that she's featured because they were just so adorable. And kind of like Jacqueline, I am always looking for recipes on Instagram and Reels, and I have found a lot of recipes that I've ended up making. There's way too many to nail down just one, but it's safe to say that like clothing, accessories, and food are definitely my weaknesses.
That sounds about right. You and I are perfect twins, so this will be a perfect transition. Well, this has been so fun, and I'm really excited to introduce these new hosts to you guys, and I know Jess is too. And so what we're going to do is, this is kind of our adieu moment, and we're going to let Carrie and Malia kind of take it away from here and tell you guys what you can expect from here on out.
Okay, so we'll be talking about a lot of the similar topics that Jess and Jacqueline talked about. And on the next couple of upcoming episodes, we're going to jump into influencer versus creator. We're also going to talk about compensation on different social platforms. We will publish our episodes on the second and fourth Wednesdays, so stay tuned and see what we jump into.
Malia and I are really looking forward to this podcast, and we'll see you next time. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Malia Hames and Carrie Ward and produced by Relic.